The Washtenaw County Health Department has started its vaccination program, but it's still going to be a while before it becomes available to the general public. Both the state of Michigan and the federal government have now passed COVID-19 relief bills, but even combined, the level of assistance to state and local governments is lacking. Most everyone is looking forward to putting 2020 behind us, but what 2021 will bring remains uncertain. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU. Since the onset of the pandemic, we've been checking in regularly with the Washtenaw County Health Department to make sure you have the latest and most important information during the public health crisis. With us this morning for a final time in 2020 is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator with the Washtenaw County Health Department. And thank you for your time, not only today, but throughout the year, Susan.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
As I mentioned, members of the health department have begun getting vaccinations. How long is it going to take to get everyone taken care of in the department?
Well, we are actually moved on now to vaccinating. You know, that first day when we got the vaccine, we vaccinated our vaccinators, and we are now vaccinating in that first priority group, that first phase. So we have been actively vaccinating people that fit that category. So that's healthcare workers, frontline workers. Let me just make sure I'm saying that right. That are in those healthcare settings with that direct contact. We're also coordinating closely with other organizations and providers. I think we all know at this time there's not enough vaccine to get everyone in that group done quickly. So, of course, we don't want to be holding it if we don't have as many vaccinators ready to go as some of our partners. So, for example, we're working with our local EMS partner. They can vaccinate themselves, and also coordinating with our healthcare providers so that they can keep moving. And then, of course, a big role of us at the health department is those healthcare providers who aren't a part of a local system or larger organization. So all that kind of happening simultaneously.
Is anyone opting out of getting the vaccinations?
We are not, you know, for our part, we're not seeing that. You know, our staff, for example, is pretty darn excited.
Right.
This has been a long response and really, you know, some of the first good news we've had. Now, that said, we have some effective prevention tools, right? We know that the masking and the distancing and that works to reduce transmission, but having an effective vaccine is certainly a critical tool in that toolbox, and we're pretty happy, very happy to be having that and getting that out.
We've discussed before it could take into spring before vaccinations get to the general public. The state of Michigan has said they hope to have 70% of adults inoculated by the end of 2021. Now, that happens to fall below the level experts say would help achieve herd immunity, and it means that we have the potential for the COVID crisis to extend into 2022. Are the goals in Washtenaw County more ambitious?
Well, that 70% is pretty darn ambitious, so we will be following that as well and doing our best to provide a vaccine to everybody that wants it and, of course, is eligible at this point. And because there is such a shortage, really what we're hearing is that, you know, enthusiasm part in people that are ready and want to know when's their turn, where do they sign up. So we're working very hard to answer those questions as quickly as we can. But of course, we all know it's likely to be weeks even in this first phase.
Right.
So we're getting those systems set up so people can be assured that, you know, they can sign up, that they'll get information, that we'll be providing that information publicly. But of course, as you say, at the same time, we know there's others who are going to be feeling more hesitant. So another big part of what we're doing is trying to make sure we're sharing that information, sharing what we're finding. There's some very ambitious tracking and monitoring systems set up with this vaccine as well. Those exist already at the CDC level, but there's an additional one that you can sign up for when you get your vaccine that has an automated process to check in with you and see how you're feeling, if there's any symptoms, and that information is being directly recorded with the CDC. So that should provide really good and detailed information moving forward.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia. Congress has passed a $900 billion COVID relief package, and the state has passed a $465 million relief package. But we know designing, implementing, and carrying out the vaccine rollout program, as you have described, is very expensive. And that's not to mention the exorbitant costs already associated with COVID-19 response. Does the Washtenaw County Health Department have the resources necessary to move forward both efficiently and effectively?
At this point, you know, it's a tad unclear in terms of those federal and state resources. You know, based on past responses, based how these things go, often those resources to distribute vaccine, in this case, like the vaccine comes in first, those resources come in later. So we anticipate them, but we don't really know quite what they are or when they'll come at this point. That said, our local Board of Commissioners has allocated additional funding in the interim, and that has been is an incredible relief and safeguard at this point for us to go forward with much less hesitancy in our ability to plan and push this vaccine out and respond. Because as you say, you know, we haven't been able to do a lot of our other work this year. And that really does, unfortunately, affect budget and revenue.
And because you are immersed in it on a day-to-day basis, everyone in the health department, has there been any staff attrition as a result of the ongoing stresses and overly demanding work schedules?
You know, we have had a few people who have made decisions to you know, go elsewhere. But overall, our staff has grown more recently because we've been able to add more temporary folks. Our folks that have been going at this for, you know, a year now, mm-hmm. we're certainly tired, but we're also hanging in there, and we're thrilled to be bringing on more dedicated, you know, staff, even though they're temporary, that's much needed right now. So it's feeling a little better in terms of our capacity, you know, being expanded a bit. Still tired, still working a lot of hours.
Sure.
But, you know, folks don't go into public health because they're, you know, looking to have necessarily a lucrative career. They go into it because they care, right?
Right?
And so we have a lot of folks that just really care about the work that they're doing.
And as such, will most of you be working right through the holiday period?
We have been trying very hard to give ourselves those actual holidays off.
Right.
Like, in this case, it's a Thursday and Friday. And what we've been doing is then structuring that around coming back on the weekends. So we'll try to take that break on the holiday days and be back scheduled over the weekend, because we really can't leave the lab reports and the contact tracing and the data and all that for multiple days. That's what we're hoping.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator Susan Cerniglia on WEMU. We know all too many lost their jobs in 2020. That means a lot of people with insurance are now without. We also know that economically and in terms of health, the percentage of people of color were adversely impacted at greater levels. As we move into this vaccination protocol, is there a priority on making sure there is equity in distribution?
Absolutely. And we've been focused on that for really this whole response and prior. So we're doing a lot of communicating directly with our leaders and partners to make sure that we're sharing that information and doing everything we can to offer vaccine equitably. Of course, the federal and state priorities, I should say, aren't set by us. But once we have that ability to start offering the vaccine more widely, we've been preparing and looking at, you know, where are those locations that are most accessible. Initially, those are probably going to have to be larger, more centralized locations. But as we move forward, then we'll also be working with our partners to really make sure we're putting them in geographic areas that make sense, in neighborhoods that make sense. And that will take a while to get to, but it's certainly part of the plan and part of the conversation that we continue to have with our community.
Well, the year isn't quite over yet, but we're very close. I'm sure assessments of the year will evolve with some time and perspective as we put it in the rearview mirror. But as we stand today, Susan Cerniglia, what is your assessment of 2020?
You know, it's been rough, to say the least, and I think we're all really happy to be moving into a new year that we hope will be more healthy for all of us. And you know, as you say, the impacts of this pandemic have been devastating, not only in terms of health, but for many in terms of emotional health, in terms of their jobs and livelihood. And hopefully all of that is going to improve and stay improved moving into the next year is our best hope.
Well, I thank you and all of the staff at the Washtenaw County Health Department, all of the frontline workers, the nurses, the doctors, everybody who is trying to tackle this public health crisis. Thank you so much for the work, and thank you to you in particular for sharing the stories and making sure we're all informed throughout the course of this pandemic.
Thank you too, David. We're happy to help.
I will look forward to our next conversation in the new year. That is Susan Cerniglia, Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.